You are now listening to a Push Different podcast.
And we're back at it, we're back at it. This is the Lookers Lackers show with your boy Clevo. That is Popzito on the ones and twos. Ah, he's been killing it. I hope you guys are enjoying it. We definitely have a jam-packed show lined up today. Our guest telephonically is Essay Rifa. She has a single that she's been releasing, and we're gonna give her a call so she can tell us more about herself. You know, let's see if we can get through to Essay Rifa. How are you, Essay Rifa?
I'm doing great, but yeah, I'm doing fine, thanks.
Oh, and where are you at the moment, so our listeners can know that you are from a distance, and we are doing our best to make sure that you get your message across. And you with me, you are on the Local Is Lekker show here at Word FM, your Casio Stasi.
Thanks so much for having me. Currently right now I'm in the Eastern Cape, in a place called Bisho. This is where I've lived since I was like literally like young. So yeah, I'm in Bisho, and yeah, this is where I stay.
Okay. I wish you were here in the studio though. It would have been a blast. I had my DJ here. I was thinking I was gonna see you, everything like that, you know. And you left me hanging on Woman Crush Wednesday.
Is that I'm pretty sure it's going to happen like next time. I don't know when, but I'm most definitely sure it's going to happen.
I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to meet you in person. But we definitely won't be doing it. Definitely I have to make sure that the listeners knows about you. I love your song though, by the way.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best. You definitely on the par there and getting there.
Thank
so I
much.
Definitely
that
wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Nah, it's cool. Thank you, man. Thank you for being on my show, man. This means a lot. You have no idea. I have an international artist here on my show, even though you national, you know. Even though you proudly South African, proudly local is Lekker. It's only a pleasure. So, how did it all start for you in the music industry?
So when I was young, I used to stay at home. Like even now, like I don't like going out. So I used to stay at home and I'd always just watch music channels all the time. And I'd see a lot of rappers, and I loved rap, and I was just so in love with hip hop, but I never really saw female rappers. So with me in my head, at first, I wouldn't say I was passionate about it, but it was all about filling the gap. I was like, I want to be the first South African female rapper and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then like a lot of female rappers are coming into the scene right now, which is amazing. But I was just for the gap. So at first it was really about filling the gap. And now at the moment I started writing, that's when I kind of fell in love with hip hop and just writing, and the fact that I'm a girl and I can like really write. And
yeah,
I was just fascinated by that and fascinated by myself. And that's really where the love of music came from. And then I told my parents that I want to do music, and they've honestly been supportive ever since.
Oh, okay, that's amazing, man. You're making me actually get goosebumps here in the studio. I like your drive, I like your passion towards music. That's why we're all doing this, you know. It's the drive and the passion for it. It's the love for it. And
yeah,
I definitely got a goosebump or two when you answered that question. So it was never... So the basically question number two is, was it always your plan to be a rapper or artist? I don't think so. What was your plan, basically, after school?
I grew up like as an indecisive child. Like even my parents would tell me, I would one day say I want to be a TV presenter, the next day I want to do radio, that day I want to do fashion designing, that day I want to be this, I want to be a photographer. So I was always just indecisive. I just wanted, but one thing about it was everything that I've wanted to be, it's always been within the entertainment industry.
Exactly.
So I always feel like a part of me has always been destined to be here, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
in the arts and crafts.
Yeah, so I think when it came to rap, it was just one of those things that I was just so sure of it. Like, it was such a young age, I think I was like 11, 12, but I was just so sure of it that, no, this is exactly what I want to do. And with the other things as well, there are things that I still want to do. I also want to do radio one day, but
yeah,
I think once I've completely broken into the industry, like 110%, and I've been there for like a few years, then I'll branch out and do other things. But I think my focus right now is music, my main focus.
Yeah, you should focus on that, because you're truly amazing, and you should just focus on that. You will get me on radio, don't worry, I'll be your guide, and maybe we can have a show together. You never know. You never know.
Conversation, because I'm
gonna
come up and I'm
gonna
be like, remember that day?
Yeah, not cool. Don't worry. I have your number now, so basically we can always just chat about it and we can take it from there. But just keep your vision clear, because like now your vision is clear. I can see it, and I am loving where you're heading. So basically, all I can say is just grow and glow.
Thank you so much. Most definitely, I will. Thank you so much.
All right, it's only a pleasure. So, who is your biggest inspiration?
My biggest inspiration is probably my mom, because she's such a hard worker. And I think the more I grow, the more I see some of myself in her. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, this is exactly what my mom would do. So, I think my biggest inspiration is my mom, and the fact that she's always been supporting me, and she always invests in me financially, emotionally, and she's just always there for me. And my mom is someone who would literally stop anything that she's doing to attend to me, like, even if it's not important. So she really inspires me so much, the way she handles herself and the way she treats the people around her. So yeah, thanks my mom. Yeah man,
thank you mommy, thank you for being a super mommy on this Woman Crush Wednesday. We're someone crushing on you know. That's amazing, man. To all the mothers out there like that, we just want to say thank you, because it's you that's the backbone that creates an individual like you now, you know? So we just want to say thank you to all the superwomen out there, seeing that it's Super Month, Women's Month, and Super Moms, Superwomen, all that. We just want to say thank you to them, right? What has been your most memorable moment so far as an artist?
Most memorable, for me, I think more of the things that seem big to other people, I don't want to say I don't care about, but they're not like that big to me. For me, the biggest thing is actually people listening to my music. Because people can play my songs on radio, and you know, I can be on TV, and you know, I can be a superstar, but people still have a choice of not listening to my music, you know what I mean? We can do all the marketing there is in the world, but people could still choose not to listen to your music, and the fact that people listen to my music, to me, is all that matters. But also as a milestone, such as being played on TV and being played on radio, for me, those are like big achievements. But I'd say my biggest, for me, the one that I always cherish your heart and I'll never take for granted, is just having people listen to my music. People sending me DMs like, yo, I listen to your song, it's amazing, I love this part, I love that verse. For me, those are the things that really matter, because I sit in my room and I take time to write, and
exactly.
I'm always just hoping that someone out there is going to listen. So I think,
and appreciate it, you know, it's all about someone appreciating it, and it's
when
you know it's real.
Just one person, that it goes a long way.
Yes, and then you know it's real when someone appreciates it and talks about it. Then you know it's real. It's something, your art that someone is appreciating, you know. Because this is art, it's arts and crafts. As you said, I'm also an individual that didn't know what to do. But I knew all the time I was made for the arts. It's always been about the arts and crafts.
No, it's a feeling that's inside. You
know. You know. And I can feel that, man. Me and you, same WhatsApp group.
Exactly.
And then, all-time favorite song?
That I've made, or like in J.
What's your favorite song? All time favorite song.
There's a song by I think it's Asa or Efa, but it's called Jayla. I really love
okay,
that song.
Okay, okay, I know it. Yeah, it's actually an awesome song.
That's one of my favorite songs ever. For some reason, I don't even know why. But that's my favorite song, and probably X Factor by Lauryn Hill is really cool.
Wow.
Yes. And
you have a lot of favorite songs.
Song also,
'cause
I love
Jake. Oh yeah, obviously, who doesn't?
I mean, you know, if you don't, there's something wrong with you.
He comes with the heart already, so you just have to love him.
Yeah, like, come on.
You just have to. What advice would you give to aspiring artists?
Be yourself. Don't compromise your art for anyone, and just do what you love. Because in the end, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you want to look back on the things and you want to look at it and be like, wow, I'm so proud of what I did, because it's what I did and it's what I wanted to do. Instead of doing something that you don't like and having a lot of accomplishments and you look back at it and you're not happy because it's something that someone else wanted you to do. So be you and do you, and just focus and don't compare yourself to other people. I know that sounds so cliche, but sometimes even I will look at myself and I feel like career-wise, like everything's just at a standstill and nothing's happening. And then I'll go look at someone else's page and I'm like, OMG, this person is on magazines and this, and I'll just feel so sad because nothing's happening. And it's not because nothing's happening, but it's because I'm looking at someone else. So if you focus on yourself and you just literally just focus at your own craft and improving yourself and building yourself, then you'll be good. So yeah,
amen, amen, amen to that. I must say that is really inspiring. Yeah, just stay true. If you stay true to yourself, that's basically how someone else is gonna see that authenticness from you, and then just feed from that energy. That's basically what happens.
And I think you also just like want people to love you for you. Because exactly. People listen to you on radio and they're like, oh, I love your personality, and that's not really who you are.
Yes.
Now you're always feel pressure of having to be that person all the time, because people say they love that person, but it's not who you are. So rather be yourself. And you know, when people say they love you, you know that they love you for who you are. And if they don't love you, then they don't love you for who you are. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. That's exactly how it is. Then they don't love you for who you are, but what they pursue or what they see, and it's not really you, you know. So basically,
exactly.
Just stay real, be you. That's how
exactly.
It is.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it. What would you say is the most rewarding part of doing what you're doing now?
I think it's just the satisfaction I get out of it, honestly, because it's really my passion. So I really just enjoy it's the feeling, and also sometimes getting paid for what you're doing.
The money.
It's really cool. So it's just that, and the support I get from people, the love I get from people, because sometimes, you know, you could be like a big superstar. Imagine you're like a big superstar and you go and you win awards and there's no one to call and be like, I won this, or there's no one to call because you have no one in your life. So I think it's also just the people in my life that whenever something happens, no matter how big or small something is, people will always be like, yo, congratulations, yeah, listen to that, yo, you know. So I think it's just the feeling I get out of it and the people that I have around me. That's something that just makes my journey so, so exciting and memorable.
Wow, that's so inspiring, eh? Wow, that's amazing. You are amazing, truly, truly. I love the way our interview is going.
Thank you.
I must say thank you. Thank you to you, man. Thank you to you. We're almost done. We're almost there. So, seeing that it's Women's Month, who's your favorite female artist?
Nicki Minaj. I'm going to say that because she's paved the way, and I think I love the fact that she set the bar very high. So I think with all the other females that come in, they have to make sure that they're also like going really hard. Whereas if she was someone who wasn't that good and she had all the success, then everyone else would be average too. But she set the bar so high that it's so easy to tell when someone's really whack or not.
Yes.
So I think I love her for that, and I think a lot of people don't want to give her flowers because of whatever reasons, I don't know. But she's really cool. And locally, I'd say I like Nadia too, because she's done a lot for the industry. And you know, in as much as people might not say that, but she's actually done a lot and she's really good, and I love the way she has like become big in the market, you know what I mean? And when people book, they do book her. So yeah, I think those are the two most inspiring female artists, I'd say. Yeah.
Okay, I love it. The fact that you said Nicki Minaj and paved the way is that that already tells me a lot about your arts and crafts. Because you know that is the one MC that's been paving the way for lady MCs right now. So basically, that already tells me a lot about where your mindset is and how you're laying actually the foundation. And I must say, that's truly amazing. I must say, I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. So seeing that you're an upcoming artist, where do you see yourself in the near future?
I just want to be a superstar, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you're already a superstar in my eyes.
I want to be global, because the whole reason why I even named myself SA Reefer is because I wanted to, the SA is part of my name, but it also stands for South Africa, and I wanted everyone to know that wherever
proudly.
I go, I come from South Africa, but I also want to be just like an international artist. So I just want to be a superstar. I want to be known everywhere. I just want people to know me. And I don't want to say love me because I can't like force that.
Yeah,
but I just want people to know me and to listen to me. And I want to be number one. And I just want to have such a fulfilling career whereby I look at it when I'm done and I'm like, yeah, you know. And there's nothing that I look at and I'm like, I wish I did that differently. That's why I'm not someone who's always talkative when it comes to meetings or like, what do you think about this? But now I think my career kind of forces me to speak up because I don't want to ever disagree with something, and then when it happens I'm like, I just so wish it didn't happen that way. So I'm more vocal with the things that I want. Whether it's actually shooting a music video, I'm able to say, I don't want this, I want this, or I don't want that on that song, put that ad lib away, take this one. And I think I'm learning to be more vocal, which is, I think I'm slowly making the music that I really, really love. And that's how it should be, man.
That's amazing. That's how it should be. It should be about what you want and what you want to put out there for the world
to see you
for who you are through your music, you know? So
yeah, and it's okay to like listen to other people that give, because
exactly.
I mean, if you have like
you
a team with you, it's cool to like listen to other people. And you know, but I think at the end of the day, whatever you're doing, whether it's a project, it should always be yours. Like you should be able to say, yeah, I'm the one that did that and that and that. And it shouldn't always be like people doing stuff for you, because people bring ideas and sometimes it's like overwhelming, and people bring really good ideas, but you should also be like, as good as that idea is, I think we should just do it like this, because you need to have something and you look at it and you're like, yeah, I'm the one that did that. I'm the reason why that thing is a success, and I'm the reason why that thing failed. You shouldn't be afraid to fail. It's gonna happen. You know what I mean?
I hear you. That is amazing, and that is just honesty, complete honesty. So what inspired the new single, B-Day? That's the last question. We have to end it off with that one, because I need to know, because I love the song. So basically, I just need to know what inspired it, you know?
So, so at the beginning of the year, I dropped a song called The Heist. So it was really a song that was inspired by the series Money Heist on Netflix. I don't want to say it was like a serious song, but it wasn't like the most fun song. It was more of like a chill song. So this song, I just wanted it to be like, you know, a different sound from that song. And I never want people to be like, oh, she's only dropping sad songs. Oh, she's only dropping happy songs. So sometimes you just have to mix it up to kind of show people that you can do everything. So that's what inspired the song. Plus, I've been just wanting to drop it for a very long time. And I met up with a good producer that I've been working with since 2015.
Yes.
Andy Beachy is the one that produced it. And then it was engineered by Bestbeat, who's really good as well. So that's really how the song came together. It was just me wanting to make kind of like a fun song, because I had just released like a, I don't want to say a serious song, but it wasn't like a song that like kids would be like, yeah, let's dance to it. But yeah, so I just wanted to switch it up a little bit. Yeah,
because it's a celebration. It's your birthday song. It's a celebration. We're celebrating you. Serifa, I just want to say thank you. I'm definitely going to be playing your song right now, so our listeners can hear what you have cooking in the kitchen and enjoy it thoroughly, you know. All of that aromas, all of that seven colors, just smack it in their faces. All that taste buds, all that taste buds. I just want to say thank you to you, and thanks for tuning in, guys. We will definitely play the song right now. And I just want to say thank you to you, Rifa. We really, really do appreciate it. Yeah, at Port FM,
thank you so much for the opportunity as well. Like, this means, like, so much to me. Like, you don't even understand. You're such a nice person, and this was really fun. So thank you so much.
Thank you, man. I can't wait to meet you in person. We definitely have to do this in person.
Most definitely. It has to be longer. It has to be a vibe. It has to be in person. You already know.
Yes. And I thought I was going to make you curry and everything, feed you curry.
Next time I'm holding you to it. I'm holding you to everything you just said right now.
Definitely, I got your back. I got your back like spine fluid, man. Don't worry.
Thank you so much.
I got you. So can you please just introduce your song so I can play it and we can have a blast of a time here in the studio, because I know for a fact I've listened to the song and I know the listeners are going to cherish it and appreciate it as well. Please, man.
Okay, so the song that's going to be playing right now is called B-Day. It's a song that's dropping on the 17th of September. It's by me, S.A. Reba. It was produced by Andy Beats and engineered by Jeff Beats. So I hope you guys really like it, and please get it when it's out. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love it, man. Thanks for your energy. Thanks for your vibe. I just love your energy. I love it. We'll talk after
Thank
this show.
You.
And this is the show. This is the song, guys. This is her song. This is S.A. Reba's song, B-Day. Let's get it on a Locally Slacker show. Yeah. Goodbye, S.A. Reba.
Bye.
God bless.
I'm connecting on my birthday, yeah. Now we actually yelling happy birthday. Since I want to spend my birthday, cut the corner, I'm connecting on my birthday, yeah. The worm came out as a blessing. Out with the flex, always checking. Working till it's done, stay finessing. Always thank the Lord, let's get it. They always told me patience is a virtue. Working so hard, forgot my curfew. Smell the fear coming, that's my perfume. You so astonished, I see you lurk too. Other people down, they wait coming. Lights greener, I'm on my way coming. Doesn't add up, there's no way for someone 20. Not the fair books on the way coming. Nearly 20, that's my favorite turning. When I get there, there were no returning. Big boss moves, only where we're earning. This is where it's at, celebrate eternally. Now we at you yelling happy birthday. Since I wanna spend my first, they cut the corner, I'm connecting on my birthday, yeah. Now we at you yelling happy birthday. Since I wanna spend my first, they cut the corner, I'm connecting on my birthday, yeah. Candles blowing, lights on. Birthday party with my tight song. Sing the tune when you know it's my song. That's a day away all night long. Confetti out, the sprinkler's flowing. The DJ drops, so then you know it's showing. Today's the day, there were no belated. Why you sing the song out when you know it's hated? Be a fan and I'll be unrelated. Come and join the party, don't be contemplated. It's your birthday and we know it's dated. We always bring it back even though it's faded. 20, the whole family see. Biggest breadwinner of the family tree. I get the dough just to get the cake, you see. I get the cheese just to get the cheddar. Now we actually yelling happy birthday. Since I wanna spend my first, they cut the corner, I'm connecting on my birthday, yeah. Now we at you yelling happy birthday. Since I wanna spend my first, they cut the corner, I'm connecting on my birthday, yeah.
Oh, what a gem. Oh, S.A. Reba, B-Day. Ah, I'm just loving it. This is the Locally Slacker Show with your boy Clevo, and this is me signing off and saying goodbye. God bless. You should have a lovely, lovely evening. I'm going to be here tomorrow, same time, same place, doing my thing. I hope you join me. I hope we have a blast.
Lift FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.